بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So far we've completed the dua of three Anbiya: Adam عليه السلام, Nuh عليه السلام, and yesterday Ibrahim عليه السلام. And in the interim we mentioned or we touched on three other Anbiya: Idris عليه السلام, Hud عليه السلام, and Salih عليه السلام. So those are six Anbiya. And today we're going on to Lut alayhi salam. So Lut alayhi salam is a relative of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is Ibrahim alayhi salam's nephew. And in the Quran, we find two places where we see them mentioned together. And the first is that after Ibrahim alayhi salam gives dawah to his people and they reject him and they do not accept him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآمَنَ لَهُ Lut. That Lut alayhi salam, he accepted the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the second place we see them mentioned together is when the angels of destruction are now coming for the people of Lut alayhi salam. Before they get there, they stop at Ibrahim alayhi salam to give him glad tidings of Ishaq alayhi salam coming. So they stop by Ibrahim alayhi salam and they tell him that وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا إِنَّا مُهْلِكُوا أَهْلِ هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ. They tell him we're going to destroy the people of these cities, meaning Lut alayhi salam cities. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتُ الْبُشْرَى فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرُّوحُ وَجَاءَتُ الْبُشْرَى يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوطٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Ibrahim alayhi salam is the khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when he learns that Lut alayhi salam's people are going to be destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him in a very unique way. He says, Ibrahim alayhi salam began disputing with us regarding what was to happen to the qawm of Lut alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahima la halimun awwahum munib. He was someone who was very, you know, tolerant, who was very soft, who was very kind like that. So he obviously asked the angels who were there a few questions about what was to happen. But the angel said that we know what, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they proceeded to continue. Now, Lut alayhi salam, as we know, he was sent to a nation who were committing homosexual acts. And the Quran makes it explicitly clear that these acts are an abomination, these acts are haram. There's no way of another way of looking at it or another way of reinterpreting it. There's only one way of understanding it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that in Islam and in all sharia's, this is something that is completely abominable. But now there's something very interesting here just to enhance how bad Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it out to us. And that is that all of the other Anbiya, whether it be Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Shu'ib alayhi salam, when they go to the people, the first thing they tell them is, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. Oh my people, worship only one Allah, don't worship anyone besides Him. Now Lut alayhi salam, as we know in Surah Dhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Then of all of His people, they were all disbelievers. Besides the house of Lut alayhi salam, they were all kafir. So they were kafir, but over and above that, they were committing these acts. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not record, maybe one verse or two, I cannot recall anywhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records Lut alayhi salam telling his people to stay away from idol worship. Immediately when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records the discourse, Lut alayhi salam tells them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِيَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Are you going to commit this obscene act? Are you going to leave that which Allah has provided for you and go towards men? So Lut alayhi salam, his da'wah in the Quran, obviously he did give da'wah towards Tawheed, but the ulama mentioned to highlight the severity of this, that when we look at the da'wah of Lut alayhi salam, it begins against homosexuality and not even with Tawheed, although it was there. So Lut alayhi salam, now he begins rebuking his people, he begins telling them that this is not acceptable, and eventually they get tired of him, they tell him, قَالُوا لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. If you carry on like this, we're going to expel you from the city, we're going to remove you from here. And Lut alayhi salam, he doesn't stop at that point, he says, قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. I have a detestment in my heart for the act that you are doing. He continues like that. And then he makes the dua that we're going to learn inshallah. He makes a dua and he says, رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Oh my Lord, save me and save my family from what these people are doing. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. So in a time that we are living in, where there's so many things that people are doing out there that have superseded what the people of Lut alayhi salam are doing, then this dua is all the more important. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي. Save me, save my family, مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. From all of these things, from all of these plots, from all of these plans, from all of these actions that the people are doing. And so eventually, these people, they mock Lut alayhi salam, and they say that, you know, Lut alayhi salam and his family, they are min al-mutatahirin, they think they're too pure for us, etc. And the angels of destruction come, and then we know what happens. Lut alayhi salam is removed, and his family is saved. However, his wife is not saved. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a lesson. ضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط. That this is a lesson for everyone, that you can be the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, the wife of Lut alayhi salam, yet if your actions are not good, if you yourself are not ready to change, then merely being in the close proximity of these anbiya, it will not save you. And so we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, لَنُنَجِّيَنَّ وَأَهْلَهُ. His dua is accepted, we will save him, we will save his family. However, his wife, she will not be saved. And this is just a lesson for us that sometimes we may try our best with a family member, etc. And Allahu alam, it might not work. It's not always a reflection on the person, but the person has to try and work on his family and then leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.